I'm coming in here with no knowledge, like I promise.
Well, you are a big weirdo.
So, I had the perception that the tapping was supposed to make you feel good, and I keep crying when I'm doing it and saying these things.
Yes. Okay, so tapping is originally, it was created in 1990 as a clearing technique. On the journey of clearing, a lot of weird stuff can happen. So crying is a releasing of energy, and it tells you that you have a lot of tapping to do. If you stick with it, you will end up having unloaded whatever it is that is responding through sadness, and then you will feel remarkably lighter and better. So tapping, like anything in the world that you do, it can make you feel worse before it makes you feel better. Okay? So like if you go start exercising, what happens? You feel horrible. Your muscles hurt. You smell bad. It's not very good. If you start eating clean, what happens? Oh my gosh, you break out in rashes. You get diarrhea. You're nauseous. You get headaches. You got to gut through all that detox before you get the benefit. So tapping is much like that. You know, when you start learning a new hobby or a new skill, you're like, feel pretty stupid for a while. And then you learn it, you practice it, and the next thing you know, you're in a better space. But you go through that upheaval. So let me give it to you another way that you might, that will maybe give you a picture. So this is just what we were just tapping on consciousness changing. If you revert, you know, if you start working out and you get the sore muscles and you stick with it, you go to a new level. But if you stop, then every time you start, it feels just as awful. Haven't we all done that? Right? Same with consciousness. So when I'm speaking of consciousness, is the whole package of you. It's the tears, you don't really know what's going on. It's your beliefs, the memories, the genetics, the coding, the energy, the personality, all levels of your mind. So the whole package of you would be your consciousness. And so to change at all levels, you've got to really hold a new pattern for a very long time. Does that make better sense? That's actually pretty good. We should write that down. I might want to learn that. So yes, it can feel worse before it feels better. If you have a broken leg and you get surgery, surgery doesn't feel good. Healing doesn't feel good. But eventually when your leg's healed, it feels better. you know, so it's pretty much the pattern with everything. So tapping is a clearing. And once you've cleared whatever it is that you're stirring up, you will feel better.
How long do you have to tap?
Till you feel better. And I say that and it sounds funny, but it's true. I can't tell you, when I used to do a lot of workshops with tapping, I would get the emails and all after, you know, it's not working, I feel terrible, and I'm like, are you tapping? No. I'm like, well, you got to keep doing it. And so how do you know you've done a good job? You feel better or you're bored. If you think of something that distresses you, makes you sad, angers you, frustrates you, and you tap till you're like, oh, that's boring. You did phenomenal work, amazing work, okay? So that you're having a response means this is a really good modality for you. I would keep doing it. It's available all over the internet, books, audios, YouTube. You can come work with me or a different practitioner. There's many of us in Houston. The thing you don't want to do is now that it's got your attention, you don't want to eat it down, shop it down, drink it down, get busy in work and push it down, because then you got to go through it again. If it's coming up, it means you're ready to clear whatever that is. Okay? Yes, it does come with a disclaimer. I think you missed that part. It came in a little late. Yeah. All right, so take a breath.